Welcome back to the North Dakota Corn Council studios. This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, and he is Colfax, North Dakota farmer Jay Myers. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
Real good. Are you out and about today?
Yeah, it rained a little bit this morning, so just trying to get parts runs and stuff like that taken care of.
Good, yeah, picking up loose ends and all that. I got 700, so what did you get?
I'd say we were close to that, too. It was like a tenth or less.
Yeah, it didn't amount to a whole bunch, but it did stop some activity out there. But now, was this 700s that you didn't want, or did you need it? Where are you at in the moisture department?
Well, normally, you know, those are the nice rains, but we just finished up last week with like 4 inches total for the week, so we were sitting pretty wet. I was spraying some yesterday and driving through water in different spots, you know, so we really don't need any right now, but I guess not much we can do about it.
Yeah, and who knows, in a couple of weeks, maybe we'll be praying for another rain, you know, just guys up north, you know, around the Langdon and Grafton area, especially Kitson County in northwest Minnesota, man, they got a bunch yesterday, and 3.14 inches in Greenbush, Minnesota, on top of the, I don't know, 6 or 7 inches they got the last little bit of June. So Mother Nature's been a little unkind. She's not the only thing that's been unkind this year, huh?
Well, that's how it goes. It seems like when we, hear that it's going to rain, you get so scared because you know somebody's going to get a 3-4 incher somewhere.
yeah, indeed. So, well, that's the weather roulette wheel that all farmers just play by, and it's not easy being a farmer, for sure. Not easy being a United Soybean Board director either. This is a summer where you've had to do everything virtually, huh?
Yeah, it's turned into, we've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings for our different meetings, and normally in the summer we have a July board meeting where everybody meets together, and it's usually, you know, a lot of work gets done during that board meeting for, you know, 3-4 days usually, but they were trying to decide if we should go to regional meetings to try to keep the group lower and then connect the regions, but they just decided it was easier to just go the Zoom method like we've been doing, and we'll just all meet online, I guess.
Well, maybe that's a smart thing to do. I just came across a story online. I haven't verified it, but a group of about 20 school district leaders out in California got together, and they were all social distancing, wearing a mask and everything, but they all now have to quarantine for 14 days. They all tested positive for coronavirus. So maybe what you're doing is smart there, so I guess.
Yeah, you wonder if you're doing the right thing, but I guess it seems like the right thing to do at the moment.
Yep, caution is never a mistake, so that's good. USB always has a plan of action, things to do to enhance both market development and research and all that. I guess, what's on the front burner for the United Soybean Board?
Oh, boy. We just got done doing a lot of our meetings here in June with our projects, you know, where we rank them and decide where the money should be spent on which ones are more important. And boy, there was just a whole bunch of different things we went through on projects, and a lot of interesting ones. I don't know if there's any particular one that stood out, but, you know, a lot of research on different genetics, you know, that's probably one of the big things, you know, what they can do with this CRISPR technology now and some of the new genetics that can be, you know, pushed forward and stuff, with whether it's for disease protection or a certain trait for a chemical, or, you know, or maybe we need to be pushing for someone to figure out how to keep dicamba safer than what it is, you know, stuff
yeah,
like
right.
that.
Yeah.
I know we did a project last year. It was kind of a quick emergency type project, you know, right at the beginning of spring, I think we met, and they did some stuff on volatility and drift, you know, with dicamba, and trying to, you know, fine-tune that a little bit, and that's a moving target.
For sure. I participated in a webinar yesterday with USEC and the United Soybean Board on marketing and what's going. And one of the participants, he's with the USDA, said that the demand for non-GMO soybeans will continue. But at the same token, we have to educate the world that GMO beans, just like GMO corn, is a good thing. And so there's another task at hand that USB considers very important.
Yeah, there's so many things you can do these days with traits and GMOs, you know, that it's something that's always going to be moving forward. But then, you know, there's a lot to sort out with that, you know. So those are some pretty hot topics.
All right. Well, again, thank you for addressing those and pushing those forward. In addition to being a farmer, and you've got a business called Agro Valley Solutions there on Colfax, and are you going to have a field day this year?
Yeah, we actually found the time this spring to get some stuff planted and got in early enough so we could take the time to do some test strips out there, and we've got quite a few strips of some of the Conklin products that we've been dealing with for a few years, and it's been, I think we were just looking, it's been about 4 or 5 years since we've had a field day, and since then, you know, Conklin has come out with quite a few new products, so we've got a lot of those tested in our test plot, along with a couple seed companies kind of wanted to put in some variety plots, so I think we've got 23 different seed varieties out there, and so that's something we haven't done a lot of either in the last few years, and so yeah, we're looking at putting a field day together. I think it's looking like it's going to be August 27th, probably in the afternoon, and we'll be able to look at a lot of different things out there, and we're also a 360 yield center dealer, so we're going to have a trailer set up with all those products and be able to show some guys some different things that are new out there.
Awesome. Yeah, I know. Well, I visit with Kip Cullors every now and then. Haven't talked to him for a couple of months, but he has developed some great products, and I suppose you are testing some of those.
Yeah, he was involved in this one of the latest ones here called Intensify, that's a plant growth promoter or plant growth regulator. And so we got that product out there, and he was involved in putting together another one called Nutrient Compass. That's a foliar feeding product that's got a multitude of a lot of stuff in it. And so we'll have that one out there. And we've also got some tests where he was involved in. A lot of guys have used sugar over the years, and he'd been using a product that has three different sources of sugar and some fulvic acid in it. So that was a product that he helped develop, and we've got some tests of that out there. And so along with the varieties of corn, and we're doing some stuff with soybeans too with some of those same products. So I think we'll have lots of stuff to look at, and it'd be nice maybe if we could have Kip come up here, but I haven't talked to him for a while now.
Yeah, I haven't either. Like, I know last time I visited with him, he was kind of down. He was getting rain, and I know he's been busy planting green beans again. A company in Wisconsin asked him to plant beans. He, you know, grew for the, you know, them for a canning company in Wisconsin, and they ship them all the way up from South Missouri to this company in Wisconsin because they just loved the green beans that he grew. So. Obviously,
right.
They like, so August 27th, just 9 days before the canceled Oregon NDSU Bison football game, that won't happen, but maybe they'll figure out another big time opponent to play.
Well, there's been a lot of different things canceled, you know, like Farm Progress shows, you know, they've been canceled, and so there's different field days that aren't going on, but you know, we've got a lot of our test strips are either in four rows on corn or 40 feet on soybeans, so you know, everybody can stand by a sign and we'll be 10 feet apart.
And that's great, and there'll be lots to learn, lots to look at, and lots to enjoy, and I don't know, you might have a beverage or a piece of, you know, a chip or two, maybe something to eat. So that might be a great thing to do. All right. Well, we'll talk about it again before August 27th.
Yeah, we usually serve a meal at the field day, and we'll get the details going here and have more to report on it.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll talk about it. In the meantime, again, thank you so much for the work you do with the United Soybean Board. I know that is a major commitment. And plus, did you get chest high corn by the 4th of July?
We did, yeah. There was, I think, actually by that next week, a few days after the 4th, we had some fields that were tasseling. So
that is wonderful.
Something we haven't seen that in quite a few years. So
yeah,
maybe we won't have to go broke buying propane this year.
Let's keep our fingers crossed, because what did Dad and Grandpa say? How many days from tassel to black layer? I mean, might get it all combined before a blizzard this year.
Yeah, that would be nice to not have to have snow going through the combine one of these years.
That's right. Well, I believe it's going to happen this year, doggone it. So, all righty. Well, in the meantime, if anybody wants to talk to you about anything that we talked about here, how do they get a hold of you, Jay?
They can give me a call at 701-640-3654.
Gotcha. Jay Myers, Agro Valley in Colfax, North Dakota, and Field Day, August 27th. Sounds good. All righty. Hey, Jay, we'll talk to you again later. Have a good rest of the day.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet.